This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Fighting could be heard in South Khartoum on Sunday as envoys from Sudan's warring parties were in Saudi Arabia for talks that international mediators hope will bring an end to a three-week-old conflict that has killed hundreds and triggered an exodus. The U.S.-Saudi initiative is the first serious attempt to end fighting between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces that has turned parts of the Sudanese capital into war zones, derailed an internationally backed plan to usher in civilian rule following years of unrest and uprisings, and created a humanitarian crisis. Arab League foreign ministers meeting in Cairo Sunday have agreed to restore Syria's membership in the league after a suspension of over 10 years due to the country's civil war. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
The Arab League foreign ministers' decision to restore Syria's membership in the body was reportedly not unanimous, but was made in a majority vote taken during a closed session. The move comes days before a scheduled Arab League summit in the Saudi capital, Riyadh. An Arab League statement noted that the resolution of the Syria conflict is a step-by-step matter, and that the first step was the resumption of Syrian participation in Arab League meetings. The group supports the territorial integrity of Syria and the withdrawal of all foreign forces from the country. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
At least 27 workers have died in a fire at a gold mine in a remote area of southern Peru, authorities said on Sunday. A short circuit caused the fire, which broke out Saturday in a tunnel, according to the police and public prosecutor's office, who said that there were, quote, 27 dead inside the mine. This is VOA News. America's First Lady took part in a big lunch at 10 Downing Street in London. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
First Lady Jill Biden attends a coronation lunch party at London's Downing Street, where she met the British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and his wife Akshata Murthy. The First Lady was accompanied by her granddaughter Finnegan Biden and chatted to various guests at lunch. The government says the guest list was largely made up of community heroes, Ukrainian families and youth groups. Jill Biden has told the Associated Press it was just amazing to be able to witness the coronation of Britain's King Charles III in person. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Polling in the U.S. shows black voters are backing President Joe Biden, but not with the enthusiasm of 2020 when he was elected to a first term, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The latest Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll finds his 58% current approval rating among black adults sitting well below where he began. Roughly 9 in 10 black adults approved of Biden over his first months in office, while only about half of Democrats overall say they want Biden to run again in 2024. 81% say they would definitely or probably support him if he were the nominee. The groundswell isn't as dark among black adults. 41% say they want him to run, and only 55% say they are likely to support him in the general election. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Joe Biden renewed his call Sunday for an assault weapons ban and other gun safety measures a day after 8 people were murdered at a Texas shopping mall in the latest quote-unquote senseless shooting to shake the nation. Responders, distressed witnesses, and police described scenes of panic and horror north of the city of Dallas, where video footage circulating online showed the shooter exiting a car in an outlet mall parking lot Saturday and firing with a semi-automatic rifle on people walking nearby. 7 people were killed on Sunday when a car ran into pedestrians in Brownsville, Texas, and a male suspect was in custody, local television stations reported. The crash occurred at 8:30 local time near a shelter for migrants and homeless, according to CBS4 and NBC23 affiliates, citing the Brownsville Police Department. Some migrants were among the dead, according to an officer from the Brownsville Police Department. The city of Brownsville is a border city and one of the places that expects an influx of migrants when COVID-era restrictions under Title 42 expire on Thursday. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.